The oil-rich northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk is likely to be one of the first targets of any U.S. invasion. Some fear Saddam Hussein might try to sabotage the oil fields to slow an American advance. Over the past few decades, the Iraqi regime has been expelling Kirkuk's ethnic Kurds and Turkmen, replacing them with Arab newcomers in an attempt to solidify control of the region. Most of those forced to leave have taken refuge in areas controlled by Kurdish militias. Now they're hoping a U.S.-led war might allow them to return to their city. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from northern Iraq.
To get from tent to tent at the Taqiya refugee camp these days, you have to walk through thick, ankle-deep mud. Some 300 Kurdish families live here in rows of donated tents on a windswept hilltop next to the highway. Nearly all of the people came here after being expelled from the Iraqi city of Kirkuk. Talking to these families, you hear the same thing over and over: seething anger at the regime responsible for their plight, and hope that an American invasion will allow these refugees to go home.
Even if you can give me a weapon, and if I could, I'm going to kill that guy, Saddam Hussein. We are all angry about that, and we even lost our families, our houses, all our properties, and because of this, of course, we are angry.
Hasiba sucks on a cigarette as she balances her 2-year-old son on her hip. Last September, this woman and her family of 12 all became victims of an Iraqi policy that the Kurds have called Arabization, a form of ethnic cleansing with the goal of transforming Kirkuk by removing large segments of the ethnic Kurdish and Turkmen population and replacing them with Arabs. For Hasiba, the trouble started when her husband Rashid, a guard at a local school, was approached by a member of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party. Rashid says he was ordered to join the party and change the ethnicity listed on his national identity card from Kurdish to Arab. Rashid refused, and after a week's imprisonment, he and his family were packed in a truck and shipped off to Kurdish-controlled northern Iraq. The Kurdish leadership claims more than 250,000 Kurds have been forced to leave Kirkuk since Iraq first launched an Arabization policy in 1968. In recent years, Baghdad has subsidized travel for Arab newcomers to Kirkuk, in some cases offering them the houses of Kurds expelled from the region. Sami Abdulrahman, a top official in the Kurdistan Democratic Party, says if given the chance, he expects the refugees will rush en masse to reclaim their land.
Our people have been forcibly evacuated out of Kirkuk. These people, the right of these people to go back is inalienable. Also, thousands of Arabs have been brought by the Iraqi regime to replace these people in its wicked plans of an ethnic cleansing. These people also should go to where they were.
There is a lot at stake in the dispute over Kirkuk, which is at the center of Iraq's oil industry. Neighboring Turkey has warned that it will intervene in Iraq if the Kurds move to seize Kirkuk and its oil fields. At the Taqiya refugee camp, though, residents aren't contemplating the politics of oil. Here, the discussion focuses on a more basic human instinct, revenge. For Mohammed Karim, it will be against the Ba'ath Party member, who has lived in his house since 1995.
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to make my revenge, because he tortured me so much, and no one can imagine how he tortured me and how much it was painful. And because of this, I'm going to make my revenge.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, at the Taqiya refugee camp in northern Iraq.